Father, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, we honor your name, oh God. Your name is worthy this Saturday and so this afternoon. Your name is worthy, your name is worthy, your name is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Anibeshanana manso terana besia brakatara manshe. Leboshanana manso terana mankaya. Come on, lift up your voice, people of God. Yanamandiriyandarobosheranamantirebasiata. Manso terana manshe terana manyore terediansea. Rekadarana manso terana manshe terana bahaya. Rukumbobosian terana manshe terana bahaya terana bahaya. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Lord. 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 Earlier, we prayed into Psalm 24. Hallelujah. And what we left off on this morning was we went into Psalm 24. We went Psalm 24, 1 through 6, and we left off there. And so we're here at verse 7 through 9 that says, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in." And many of you may be familiar with those words, those gates that were addressed directly. They regulate access. And in scripture, the gates are never neutral. They are either aligned with God's rule or they're resistant with it. And so I want you to notice that there was a command there. There was a command there. And anytime you command something, it's because there's resistance coming up against you. And so I'm saying to us today, as the Lord is speaking through me on today, that gates don't lift up by themselves. Come on. They must respond to higher authority. And so we are declaring today that the gates are being opened, that glory is entering. The question is whether the gate will yield. The question is not that the gate will yield willingly or if it will be overridden. It's up to you. And we want to begin, as we're continuing to pray into this psalm on today, we want to begin to tell the gates, as the psalmist said, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates." Not only the gates of our city, the gates of our neighborhoods, our gates, right? We are gates. If there's anything that's coming up against the gates whether it be in your family, no matter where it is, I want you to begin to command that on today. So as we continue to pray, let's pray in that vein. Come on and pray with me on today. Father, we speak to every gate that's governing our lives, oh God, whatever gate is governing our families, our churches, Lord God, our cities on today. Come on and pray with me on this afternoon. We speak, Lord God, with clarity and submission to every gate that governs our lives, oh God, that covers our city, gates of thought, Father, gates of belief, gates of leadership, Lord God, gates of decision making, oh God, gates of culture and economy and influence. We address you now under the authority of the King of Glory, and we declare to lift up your gates, lift up your heads, gates, every single gate, oh God, that is concerning us on today. We declare that they are relinquishing their posture of resistance, that all of the gates are being realigned with heaven's order. In the name of Jesus, we command every structure that has restricted the rule of God to stand corrected in Jesus' name. Systems that have been shaped by fear, systems that have been shaped by tradition and control, systems that have been shaped by trauma and compromise or any type of convenience are no longer permitted to govern access in the name of Jesus, where human wisdom has overridden divine instruction. We call for immediate alignment in the name of Jesus. Where delay has been disguised as discernment, we expose it and we remove its authority in the name of Jesus. We revoke every unauthorized authority that has positioned itself as a gatekeeper within divine commission. We cancel agreements made with survival. We cancel agreements that are made with familiarity. We cancel agreements that have been made with traditions of men and self-protection, oh God, things that have limited our obedience, Father. We dismantle any patterns that have been regulated, oh God. Hallelujah, Father, from lies, oh God. We dismantle them today, Father. Anything that has restrained holiness, oh God. Anything, Lord God, that has not been filtered through righteousness, oh God. In the name, anything that has come to control us, anything that has come to make us comfortable, Lord God, we dismantle those patterns today. And we establish righteous access, God, in their place. Let the ways of God move freely, God, without obstruction. Let truth enter without distortion, Father. We pray on today that purity and justice and mercy flow through every gate that once restricted them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're praying today that you would restore governance, oh God, that reflects heaven's order, Father. God, not our preference, oh God, but your order. We're speaking, oh God, today by the authority and the rule of our King, the King of Glory, Father, who has his rightful seat, who can never be moved, Father, we take our rightful seat in the name of Jesus, and we declare that you shall rule wherever resistance once lingered. God, I thank you, God, that we are establishing your justice. We are establishing your, Lord, your kingdom in those places, Father. Govern, oh God, where compromise, Lord God, was, oh Father. Lord God, we pray today, oh God, that every gate recognize your dominion, Father. Every system, God, must submit to your authority, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that you can move through us, so that you can move through our communities, so that you can move through our finances, so that you can move through our government, so that you can rule and move through our regions. The psalm says, who is this King of Glory? It says, the Lord Almighty. He is the King of Glory. Hallelujah. On today, make no mistake about it. There is no confusion about who is King. Come on. He is the answer today. And we establish today that his identity is the King of all kings. He rules and he super rules. Hallelujah. Over the heavens and over the earth, he is the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Heaven's armies stand behind this King. Hallelujah. And as they stand behind him, Father, we thank you today that they stand behind us. When the King of Glory enters in, hallelujah, that means that governance has to shift, that order is restored. Hallelujah. And I wish, if you are able to today, that you lift up your voice and give all of your allegiance to the King of Glory, all of your worship to the King of Glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Come on and lift up your voice on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We acknowledge you as the rightful ruler. You have the final authority over every domain that we occupy. God, we take our seat on today as you take your seat, God, in our lives. God, we establish your throne, Father, in the name of Jesus, where lesser authorities have governed, God, and we let every competing claim be displaced by your rule, Father. We yield the spaces where compromise once negotiated outcomes, and we invite you to govern with truth and clarity. Rule where compromise once governed, Father. Father, we pray today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that your presence remain, Father. Do not allow us to confuse moments, oh God, hallelujah, with your sustained rule, Father. We ask for your permanence today. Do not pass us by. Stay in our environments. Stay on this line. Stay with your people, God, in the name of Jesus, until we reflect your order, Father. Let systems be reordered. God, let relationships be purified in the name of Jesus. God, we're praying today, God, that our priorities be reestablished according to your design. Establish your justice, oh God, where when inequity, God, has been tolerated, God, reveal and correct what has been hidden, Father, what has been mishandled, what has been ignored. Let your righteousness and your mercy stand together as evidence that you reign, Father, and we declare it today, and we believe it today, and we thank you, God, that you are shaping our environments, oh God, so that holiness is enforced in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, that what shall be produced out of us shall be alignment with your nature, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we don't ask you to visit. We receive you as King. We thank you that you are taking possession of what already belongs to you. You reign until every space that we steward bears witness to your governance, God. You reign until every space that we steward, God, it bears your name, Father. You reign, Father, until everything in us, God, stands up, oh God, to your glory. There is no other competing throne, oh God, hallelujah. The only throne that remains is your throne, Father, the King of Glory, the throne, hallelujah, of grace, hallelujah. And we bow at your throne today. We bow at the name of Jesus. We bow, our hearts bow, hallelujah. Our hearts bow before you, oh God. We thank you, God, that your rule is established. We thank you that you are the King of Glory. You are the Lord strong and mighty. You are the Lord mighty in battle. We thank you, God, that the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, oh God, the world and they that dwell therein, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you founded it on the seas and you established it on the waters. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that we shall receive the blessing from the Lord and the vindication from our God. We thank you that we are the generation that seeks you, oh God, who seeks your face, Father. We thank you, Father, Lord God, that our heads are lifted up and we speak to the gates, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that every gate of resistance is coming down. It's coming down in the name of Jesus, that every gate of resistance is coming down. When this is not an ask, it's a command. We declare them to come down now in the name of Jesus. We declare them to come down now by the authority and the dominion of Christ Jesus. Take possession, King. Take possession, King. For you are the Lord. You are the strong God. Hallelujah. You are mighty in battle. You are Jehovah Gabor, our mighty man of war. And you go before us. And you rule. Hallelujah. And super rule. Not just in the heavens, but in the earth. And every world must must bow, hallelujah, at the name of Jesus. Your word says that every knee, it shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, hallelujah, who is seated at the right hand of the Father, who is making intercession for us even now, God. We thank you, God, that your blood, hallelujah, Father, it is prevailing for us today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh God, for the sacrifice, hallelujah, that you have laid for us for being our propitiation, oh God, hallelujah, and our mediator, Father. And we declare all allegiance belongs to the King of glory. Hallelujah. You are our rightful ruler, and you are the final authority, oh God. Hallelujah. And we thank you that you occupy every space. Hey, you occupy every space in our heart, in our mind, in our soul, in our city, hallelujah, in our family, in our communities. You occupy, you occupy, you occupy, and we shall occupy until you return. We shall occupy until you return. We shall occupy until you return. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you and we give you glory and we give you honor. In Jesus' name. Come on, if you're able to, we just want you to unmute your line and just begin to worship the King of glory. Hallelujah. If you're able, hallelujah, just lift up your voice unto him on today. If you can't, just wipe in your inner man. Just bless the King of glory. Lift your heart bow before him today, for he is worthy of the glory. He is worthy of the honor. He is worthy of the praise. Come on, just bless the King of glory if you're able to today. Lift up your voice right where you are, no matter where you are, if you're in a car, if you're in a van, if you're at work, wherever you are, if you're in the grocery store, if you're listening, wherever you may be, let your heart bow before your King. Glory be to the name of God. Glory be to the name Thank you, Father. We pray today that you will continue to bask in Psalm 24. We pray today that you will continue to pull revelation from this psalm. Hallelujah. Let it bless you. Let it impact you. Let it infiltrate every part of your heart and your being. Hallelujah. You need to know today that you, like the psalmist, can speak to the gates and tell them to be lifted up. Hallelujah. Whatever ancient resistance is coming up against whatever part of your life, you command it by the authority of the King of glory, not by your name, but by his name. You command them to be lifted up. Hallelujah. You command them to be lifted up because our Lord is strong and he is mighty. He is the King of glory, and his glory is not coming in. It's already coming. Hallelujah. Yes. And we thank him for the glory entering into. We have access to the glory. Glory to be to God. And we're so humbled that the Lord would allow us in. Hallelujah. And we thank you for being with us again on today. We will be right back here at 5 a.m. in the morning. Hallelujah. We thank God for this 6460. We encourage you to get your 20 minutes. If you haven't gotten your 20 minutes in later on, get it in. Spend time with the King of glory. Amen. You will be the better for it. Thank you, Lord. And we know that we love you and we are continuously praying for you. More grace.
More grace.
More grace.
More grace.